Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. We've definitely got some news to react to this morning. Obviously, Jerome Hughes, there are rumours circulating currently that he wants to go back to Queensland. He's getting a bit homesick. Obviously, started his career at the Gold Coast Titans. I believe played a little bit of a stint as well for the Cowboys. There isn't any confirmation. He hasn't said anything either to the media about this, but the rumours are circulating. Potentially, Jerome Hughes, he wants to get out of Melbourne to go back to Queensland. Not so much that he wants to get out of Melbourne, but he does want that Queensland return. Now, there are a few opportunities available for him if he does go to Queensland. Obviously, one, the Cowboys. Chad Townsend, obviously, he will potentially be retiring either at the end of this year, at the end of next year, at the end of the year after. He's only got at maximum 3 years left, including this year. For me, at least, I imagine either he retires or he gets a Super League contract over the next 3 years. Maybe Jerome Hughes, there's a spot that opens up there. He can go over and play in the halves with Tom Dearden. However, the plan long-term at the moment for the Cowboys is for Tom Dearden to take that 7 jersey. Jerome Hughes, he could play 6 to a T. I mean, at Melbourne at the moment, he plays a bit of a hybrid of a 6 and a 7. He runs the ball. He can also really organise a team around the park and do a really good job at that. He's improved in that drastically over the past few years, particularly with his kicking game. But he could play 6. He could play 6 based on that right-hand side. Tom Dearden has already found home on the left anyway. So even if Tom Dearden does change the number on his back, he can still stay on that left-hand side and organise the left side around the park. And particularly when he's already got combinations with guys like Scott Drinkwater on that left-hand side, you'd probably keep him there. Jerome Hughes, he goes over to the right. He wears the number 6 jersey. And maybe that's the new-looking Cowboys moving forward. So that's one opportunity that we could see for Jerome Hughes for that Queensland return. The second one is obviously the Gold Coast Titans. Obviously, they are needing a half at the moment with Kieran Foran. AJ Brimson in the halves. It sort of worked, sort of didn't. Obviously, he is a much better fullback. He's been a fullback for years. He probably needs to stay at fullback. It looks like it'll probably be Jaden Campbell when he returns into the side, going into that number 6 jersey, potentially with Kieran Foran at 7, or maybe they do keep Tanner Boyd there after a pretty decent performance from him against the Manly Seagulls. But they are somewhat still looking for a half to go in there with Kieran Foran. I think Jerome Hughes at 7 with Kieran Foran at 6 would be a quite decent halves pairing. And I think those two would gel together quite well as well. Obviously, Kieran Foran over the past few years, he's toned down his game in terms of the X Factor he plays. And what Kieran Foran does quite well, which is quite an underrated part of his game, is condition himself to the half next to him. He plays very well with DCE. And he's also played quite well with it, whether it be Tanner Boyd, whether it be AJ Brimson. He has sort of started to condition his game and try and, you know, get combinations going and obviously gel with his halves partner. But it's obviously been changing, chopping and changing over the past few weeks, so it has been hard to do that. It's probably one of the other reasons why they are a spoon team at the moment. They aren't sitting and letting things go. Now, obviously, the Tanner Boyd thing, you know, his form wasn't the best. Obviously, you know, some would say that a change needed to be made, but you got to keep halves pairings, you know, together for at least till Origin, just to let them gel, especially with new halves pairings. Some would say this isn't a new halves pairing, obviously playing together the year before, but they are still gelling. So I probably would have given them a bit more time, and they'll have some time now, I guess, if Tanner Boyd now is the 6 and Kieran Foran is the 7, to gel a little bit longer. But as I've said, Jerome Hughes going into any side would be great. I think that he'd be really, really good going in there with Kieran Foran. And then obviously the Broncos, Adam Reynolds retiring soon as well. They are looking for a 7. It would be absolutely insane to see Jerome Hughes go over to the Broncos and play alongside Ezra Mam. That combination would be crazy. It'd be very similar to what he's doing now. Obviously, you know, Ezra Mam a little bit more flairy and X-Factory than what Cam Munster is at the moment in that Melbourne Storm side. You know, Cam Munster can do some pretty incredible things, and he has got plenty of flair. But, you know, in terms of the form line right now and what we're seeing from these two players, Ezra Mam and Cam Munster, Ezra Mam has a lot more flair in his game at the moment than what Cameron Munster does. So You know, it would be a very interesting challenge there for Jerome Hughes. But, you know, as we've said before, it's technically what he's doing now, playing with Cameron Munster, having that X-Factory guy next to him, and then obviously playing a bit of a hybrid role from 6 and 7, which for Melbourne has worked. So I imagine now that he's learnt how to play that role to a T, I think he'd suit that Brisbane Broncos side very, very well. And obviously, when you've got a guy like Adam Reynolds with an impeccable kicking game, you know, Jerome Hughes obviously has improved his kicking game out of sight over the past few years as well. It would be a really, really solid replacement there, having Jerome Hughes in the number 7 jersey. So, obviously, all 4 Queensland clubs, could use him very, very well. And it'd be interesting to see if he does leave the Melbourne Storm, where he does pop up if he does want this Queensland return. Now, I don't know the length. I'll look it up now. Of Jerome Hughes's contract, we'll get an estimate, obviously, on zero tackle. But, you know, hopefully he doesn't leave his contract early. We've seen a few of that, a few instances of that, I should say, over the past few years. Obviously, even just recently as well, with James Fisher-Harris getting a release from his contract to go over to the Warriors. I don't really like it. I'd rather players just to play out their entirety of their contracts. Because you sign a contract, you sign a deal with a club to be there for a specific amount of time, you probably should fulfill that. It's pretty unfair on the club if you play 1 or 2 years of the contract, then go. Looking at his contract now, he is contracted 900K per season until the end of 2026. So I don't imagine a move will be happening until then. I mean, I wouldn't risk losing 900K a season to go to a Queensland club where, realistically, you probably won't get around that. He is obviously 29 years old as well. He is getting into the twilight of his career, Jerome Hughes. Not many people would realise that. I don't think he is going to get around that 900K mark at other clubs. But I'd be interested to see if the clubs can prove me wrong. Obviously, the Brisbane Broncos that have a bit of cash freed up to get a Jerome Hughes too, with Adam Reynolds leaving. It just depends on where he wants to go, obviously with the Queensland exit. And as I said, hopefully he doesn't leave early. Hopefully we don't see Jerome Hughes in a Broncos jersey or a Titans jersey in 2025, because he is contracted until the end of 2026. So if a change does happen, maybe it is for the back end of his career, 2027, 2028. But then again, you wouldn't be surprised to see it happen sooner, obviously. As we've said, he is 29 years old. By the end of his contract, he'll be 32, 33. Maybe he does make an early exit from the Melbourne Storm, which would be absolutely huge. But, yeah, I don't think it would happen just with how good the Melbourne Storm are playing at the moment. And if they win a comp at the end of this year, which is not as drastic as people think, I don't think that he'd really want to leave after that anyway. But you never know with Jerome Hughes. Interested to see what happens with this situation. And then obviously we've got to talk about it as well. Kalyn Ponga, he's going to be out for the next 12 weeks, 12 plus weeks. 12 weeks is the minimum for how long KP is going to be out. That's 3 months. That is so devastating for KP. He's the last guy that deserves anything like this. Looking back, Newcastle probably shouldn't have played him in this game. He came into the game with a hip pointer injury. A lot of clubs with injuries are playing like it's fucking round, 27, when it's only round 8. We're going into round 8, and everyone's acting like we're going into finals. Everyone wants their stars on the field for as long as they can, even if they have injuries. It is round 8. We've got, 19 rounds of footy to go, or thereabouts. Keep your players fit and healthy for September football. If they need a rest, give them a rest. I hope that Gutho sits out this week. I hope that Dylan Edwards sits out this week. Obviously, he came off with an injury towards the back end of the game as well, which a lot of people don't know about. These sort of guys that are battling injuries, Sean Johnson's another one. Yes, they're the stars. Yes, they provide the X factor and they provide the clicks, they provide the watches to the game. We love watching our stars out there. We want our stars out there, for as long as possible. But if they're injured, what is the point of injuring them further in round 8? What if, obviously he's Sean Johnson, for example, I think he's battling an ankle injury or something along those lines. What if he does his syndesmosis and he's out for the next 8 weeks? You've obviously got Mitch Moses, who's going to be out for, you know, the next, I think he's still got about 7 or 6 weeks left from his injury. You've got KP out now, who was battling a hip injury. And then obviously, when you're playing with an injury, and I know obviously I've played with an injury myself. I fucked my shoulder, popped it out the back. I was told I couldn't play again. Wore this big wetsuit guard, went out there, played. And then obviously it was on the back of my mind of every game. And I imagine this hip injury, you know, it would be quite similar for KP. It's just in his mind the whole game. And then obviously when you've got one injury on your mind and that's all you're thinking about, you tend to injure other stuff as well. I had my shoulder on my mind. I ended up doing my syndesmosis. I ended up doing my groin as well. And, you know, the groin's probably one of the shitter injuries as well. But it was pretty much the end of my season. And then I had to retire the year after because I just kept getting fucking injured. You know, I had 4 concussions in the space of 2 years as well. And that's obviously off the back of just having the same injury in the back of your mind and then fucking up everything else. I mean, a clear-cut example is Tom Trbojevic. You know, done his hamstring a bunch of times, and it was probably on the back of his mind every time he ran out onto the field in 2023, 2022 as well, obviously when he had a fuckload of injuries. You know, it was probably in the back of his mind, and obviously Tom Trbojevic then did his shoulder and other stuff as well. Like, when you get an injury, it tends to be on the back of your mind, one, because of pain, but even two, just because you don't want to get it re-injured. And unfortunately, KP, he's now going to be out, you know, at the most, probably this season with this Lisfranc fracture. So I believe it's the bone at the top of your foot that he's fucked. It looked like that on the NRL Physio app. But yeah, so devastating for KP. Devastating for Queensland too. Obviously, it makes that choice a little bit easier for Billy Slater as to who he's picking to go into that number one jersey for game one of Origin. It is going to be Reece Walsh now if he's fit and in form. And I imagine he will be because he has been outstanding over the past few weeks since his return from that fracture. But yeah, KP, you know, so devastating for him that he'll miss out on Origin. You know, the Knights, looking at where they are on the ladder now, looking at how they're playing, looking at how they played against the Bulldogs without KP, you'd think that by the time KP returns, if he returns this season, that they're going to be the wooden spoon side, unfortunately. I don't think they're going to be able to threaten the competition much without KP. Happy to be wrong, and I'd love to see that for the Knights. They do tend to battle their way into the top eight year in, year out, but I just can't see it happening. I really can't. I think that KP, it is a massive loss for the Knights. It's probably season-ending loss for the Knights as well. I think that they will be the wooden spoon team now. Obviously, St. George playing a lot better than what we thought, you know, for, you know, a few games at least. Obviously, there's been a few stinkers in there. Their floor and their ceiling are very far apart, but you know, they've been playing better than what we've expected. The Tigers have come out really well, and obviously Galvin leading the way there, Jareen Buller, the likes. You know, it looks like we know who our wooden spoon team is going to be, and it's someone that no one predicted here. It is the Newcastle Knights. So, yeah, devastating for them. Obviously, KP, devastating for him. He misses out on international duties. He misses out, obviously, on State of Origin as well. He was in for a big year. Kalyn Ponga as well. And we saw how dangerous he can get against the Sydney Roosters. He was in for such a big year. Obviously, the year prior, he wins the Dally M medal. And obviously, the Knights at the back end of the year win 10 in a row with him in the side. So, yeah. I mean, it's so devastating for Kalyn Ponga. I really do feel sorry for him, especially since he's been out, obviously, for the past few years with these concussion injuries. And obviously, there was a massive scare for Kalyn Ponga. You know, he could have medically retired at the back end of last year due to these concussions. And then all of a sudden, all of these other injuries are starting to happen. The hip pointer injury, obviously, that he went into the game last week with, which was just disgraceful that they made him play, now that I think about it. And then, obviously, having that in the back of his mind, he's done this Lisfranc injury. So wishing him all the best in recovery. And yeah, look, it's going to be dark days for the next few weeks for the Newcastle Knights. It's going to make my tipping in terms of Knights games a lot easier. That's full time. See you in the next one.